reached the island.
T-minus 5 seconds to critical mass.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Welcome to PDGA Radio News for October 23rd, 2010. I'm Steve Kaczynski, here to update you with the latest happenings from the past week in disc golf and beyond. This week's edition has some results from the Big D in the Desert competition, where some of the world's biggest arms were looking to set new world distance records. Also, another update on the upcoming Players' Cup Match Play Championships and other tournaments. Results and the rest of your weekly disc golf news also coming your way next from PDGA Radio News. Dozens of the world's best long-distance throwers were in Prim, Nevada this past week, competing at the 9th Big D in the Desert, an effort to throw a disc farther than anyone has before. Although no one broke Christian Sandstrom's 8-year-old record of 820 feet, one person came close. Garrett Gerthy of Gainesville, Florida, the reigning U.S. distance champion, threw a 165-gram R-Pro Boss nearly 804 feet, his boss becoming just one of three discs ever to officially flown more than 800 feet, joining the DX T-Bird and the DX Valkyrie that Sandstrom originally used to set his record. Dion Arlin actually won this year's World Championships. He had the best throw during the final round, maxing out at 731 feet in the finals. However, other long throws of the event belong to Mark Jarvis at 777 feet and Jeremy Colling at 774, setting the new record for a Discraft disc. Colling also tied the official record for a mini disc with a 406-foot throw. Well, now looking at some of the results from PDGA-sanctioned tournaments that were held October 16th and 17th. We'll start in California for their NorCal Series Championships, where you find Jerry Eshelman taking a two-throw victory over Josh Anthon to win the title. Nate Sexton took third, followed by Ray Johnson and Shasta Chris. Stacey Pauley edged out Kerry Burlegar to win by two for the women. Bruce Nisley won in Masters by two over Patrick Brown. Doug Werner won Grand Masters, and Josh Taylor beat out Steve Mills to win in Advanced. Staying with the amateurs, we'll head to South Carolina for their Eastern Amateur Nationals, where Jason Lin was playing his first PDGA event and found out he's way better than everyone he played against. He throws 10-13 rated disc golf over four rounds, wins by 16 over Chad Bearden, who was in second place. Mike Doyle won Advanced Masters. Chuck Hornsby played well over the weekend and won the title in Advanced Grand Masters. And Aaron Doyle won the intermediate division. Elsewhere at the B-tier events, we get Chris Herron recovering from his recent string of bad luck to win in Illinois. Matt Dollar won in Mississippi ahead of Clayton Nash. Jay Redding won the Bud Select Open in Texas over Vinnie Miller. The Shelley Sharp Memorial was in Arizona, and there was Paul Ulibarri winning in a playoff over Paul McBeth. Adam Olson won in Iowa. Dutch Napier wins in Kentucky ahead of Scott Reef and Matt Blakely. Terry Gallops wins over Brian Schweberger in North Carolina. Andrew Cote wins the Rocket City Amateur Open in Alabama. And Sarah Stanhope won the Magnolia Open women's only event in Abilene, Georgia. For complete results from those events, along with all the C-tiers held that weekend and others, check out the PDGA calendar. It's on PDGA.com. Just click on the results tab by each tournament. PDGA Radio News will continue after this message from the PDGA.
Located on the scenic shores of Clark's Hill Lake in Columbia County, Georgia, is the mecca of disc golf, the PDGA International Disc Golf Center, a must-see for anyone who's ever played the sport. With a full-service pro shop, state-of-the-art training center, and championship-caliber courses, it will challenge and improve every aspect of your game. Also, visit the Ed Hedrick Memorial Museum, home of the Disc Golf Hall of Fame, and don't forget about the IDGC monthly tournaments the first Saturday of every month. Yes, it's all at the world's premier destination for the sport of disc golf, the PDGA International Disc Golf Center.
Welcome back to PDGA Radio News, this edition for October 23rd, 2010. The schedule for this weekend of October 22nd through the 24th includes no A-tiers, unfortunately, but still some very big events, such as the Australian Disc Golf Championships down under in Perth, Australia, the world's most isolated city, and also one of the most windiest. A couple top Americans competing with Dave Feldberg, Nate Doss, and Valerie Jenkins amongst the field. Back in the States, the South Carolina State Championships are going on, and Florida has the Orlando Open. Other B-tiers in Illinois, Texas, California, North Carolina, Wyoming, and Japan. Other international events are scheduled for Belgium, Austria, and the United Kingdom. And of course, there are nearly 20 C-tiers throughout the country, including a pair each in Iowa, Michigan, and Washington. Others in Minnesota, New York, Texas, Kentucky, Maryland, Ohio, Virginia, West Virginia, and Montana. Jumping ahead to the Halloween weekend, there is an A-tier in Tulsa, Oklahoma. It's the Oklahoma Open, along with just a couple B-tiers and a dozen or so C-tiers, many of which, of course, are Halloween-themed. Check out the PDGA calendar from PDGA.com for more information and the complete list of events. Otherwise, check with your local disc golf store or club for information about non-sanctioned local or regional events that might be taking place. The 2010 Players Cup Match Play Championships are less than a month away, and we'll begin with Flair as the final bracket pairings will be announced live online Sunday, October 24th, starting at 10 Eastern from the Players Cup website. A full field of 64 players are expected, including 8 of the top 10 ranked players in the world. So it's one of the premier events of the season. Sponsored by Vibram Disc Golf and presented by Sun King Discs, the Players' Cup will be held in Ocala, Florida, November 19th through the 21st. Also having live video coverage with commentary from Billy Crump and Liz Carr. It's sure to be one event you do not want to miss. So if you're near Ocala, come watch in person. Otherwise, playerscup.org, and you can watch it all live online. And don't forget that after the bracket announcement show, organizers will be posting the official Players Cup bracket, where you and everyone else can make your bracket picks online, just like the college basketball tournament each March. It's a chance to compete with your disc golf friends and others for bragging rights and prizes. And perhaps best of all, it's a terrific opportunity to showcase the growth of disc golf by getting as many people from all walks of life to fill out that bracket and compete, along with watching the live online stream of the action itself. The 2010 Players Cup Match Play Championships, breaking new ground for the ever-expanding world of disc golf. Well, the next ratings update for current PDGA members is scheduled for this upcoming week, Tuesday the 26th. It should be available online and will include any events properly submitted prior to October 12th. While there on PDGA.com, checking out the new ratings or just surfing the web, don't forget to check out the new cool video of disc golf in the African country of Tanzania, where Scott Reef took a few minutes to show some of the natives in a Maasai village near Ngorongoro how to throw a disc for fun or maybe even as a weapon. A very cool video. For those not already in the know, the city of Potosi, Missouri, also installing a disc golf course in their city park. The 18-hole course will be built by Gateway Disc Sports at a cost of about $500 per hole. That will wrap things up for this week's edition of PDGA Radio News. It was for October 23rd, 2010. Again, I'm Steve Kaczynski, urging you to join me again next week. We'll do it all again. Until then, may your travels be safe, and maybe most importantly, your disc golf should always stay fun. Thanks for listening to PDGA Radio, your weekly source for disc golf news and information. Your story ideas, comments, and feedback about the program is always welcome. You can email us at pdgaradio@pdga.com. Sponsorship partners and advertising opportunities are also available with PDGA Radio. Please contact the PDGA office for more details. And again, thanks for listening.
the PDGA Radio.
Goodbye.